Shere Khan might have faced Father Wolf, but he could not stand up against Mother Wolf, for he knew that where he was, she had all the advantage of the ground and would fight to the death. So he backed out of the cave mouth, growling, and when he was clear, he shouted,
"Each dog barks in his own yard. We will see what the pack will say to this fostering of man-cubs. The cub is mine, and to my teeth he will come in the end. Oh, bush-tailed thieves!"
Mother Wolf threw herself down, panting, among the cubs, and Father Wolf said to her gravely, "Shere Khan speaks this much truth. The cub must be shown to the pack. Wilt thou still keep him, mother?"
"Keep him?" she gasped. "He came naked by night alone and very hungry. Yet he was not afraid. And that lame butcher would have killed him and would have run off to the Wainganga while the villagers here hunted through all our lairs in revenge. Keep him? Assuredly I will keep him. Lie still, little frog. Oh, thou Mowgli. For Mowgli the Frog I will call thee. The time will come when thou wilt hunt Shere Khan as he has hunted thee."
"But what will our pack say?" said Father Wolf. The law of the jungle lays down very clearly that any wolf may, when he marries, withdraw from the pack he belongs to. But as soon as his cubs are old enough to stand on their feet, he must bring them to the pack council, which is generally held once a month at full moon, in order that the other wolves may identify them. After that inspection, the cubs are free to run where they please, and until they've killed their first buck, no excuse is accepted if a grown wolf of the pack kills one of them. The punishment is death where the murderer can be found, and if you think for a minute, you will see that this must be so. Father Wolf waited till his cubs could run a little, and then on the night of the pack meeting, took them and Mowgli and Mother Wolf to the council rock, a hilltop covered with stones and boulders where 100 wolves could hide. Akela, the great grey lone wolf who led all the pack by strength and cunning, lay out at full length on his rock, and below him sat 40 or more wolves of every size and colour. Akela from his rock would cry, "Ye know the law! Ye know..."